Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, September 2nd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Falcon's Fury. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome back to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the fascinating world of knowledge and explore the stories behind the articles that pique our curiosity. Today, we're soaring to great heights as we explore an extraordinary amusement park attraction, Falcon's Fury. Imagine standing high above the ground, looking out over the breathtaking landscape of an amusement park, and then suddenly, you're dangling vertically, suspended only by the rush of adrenaline and technology. Falcon's Fury, the majestic drop tower ride located at Busch Gardens Tampa Bay in Florida, has made quite a name for itself since its grand opening in 2014. Let's take off on this journey and uncover the marvels behind this heart-pounding ride. First things first, Falcon's Fury stands at an impressive height of 335 feet. Now, to put that into perspective, that's roughly equivalent to the height of a 30-story building. When you're at the top, you can see for miles around, taking in the verdant landscapes of Tampa Bay and the raw beauty of the natural world. But this isn't just any view. It's the kind that leaves your heart racing faster than the ride itself. What makes Falcon's Fury unique is its freefall mechanism. Parked at the peak, riders experience something called a dive drop, where they are tilted forward at 90 degrees, facing straight down. Imagine that moment. You're literally looking straight down at the ground, and then boom, you're plummeting at breathtaking speeds of up to 60 miles per hour. This thrilling rush creates an exhilarating experience that many riders describe as a mix of fear, excitement, and sheer joy. But how was such an innovative ride conceived? The design was inspired by the fascinating natural world, specifically the Falcon, known for its incredible speed and precision during dives. The ride's creators understood that thrill seekers aren't just after a simple drop. They want to feel the essence of flight, the freedom, and the adrenaline all wrapped into one. So they focused on delivering a ride that evokes the likeness of a falcon swooping down on its prey, which is a testament to the ingenuity that goes into modern amusement parks. Of course, technology plays a significant role in this process. The engineers behind Falcon's Fury employ state-of-the-art safety measures designed to keep riders secure as they undergo such a dramatic experience. With harnesses that are carefully designed and thoroughly tested, you might wonder, how can something that sounds so scary be so safely executed? It all comes down to innovation in design and safety protocols that prioritize the well-being of every guest. While we're on the subject of safety, here's a thought for you. How does the excitement of thrill rides mesh with our collective understanding of risk and safety? Is there a point where the thrill becomes worth the risk, or should we always err on the side of caution? I think these questions are continuously relevant as technology evolves and our society becomes ever more daring. To make the ride even more exhilarating, Falcon's Fury boasts a unique ambiance, complete with themed surroundings and immersive experiences. The ride is located in the park's Sky Tower area, surrounded by intricate detailing that enhances the ride experience. This attention to storytelling is something that modern amusement parks are getting better at, creating narratives that engage the rider long before they step into a harness. As we consider the intricacies of Falcon's Fury, let's also reflect on its cultural impact. Since its opening, this ride has drawn visitors from around the world. Families, thrill seekers, and even vloggers have made Falcon's Fury a point of interest. You may have even seen social media posts capturing those awe-inspiring moments of riders screaming in joy or fear. What does that say about our society? It seems we are drawn to experiences that test our limits, and ride attractions like Falcon's Fury have become an integral part of our communal story. And then there's the element of competition among amusement parks. With constant advancements in technology, parks like Busch Gardens are always striving to outdo themselves and their competitors. Falcon's Fury isn't just an attraction, It's a testament to the lengths these parks will go to create outstanding experiences that resonate with the public. This escalating race to create the ultimate thrill ride may, in fact, redefine our expectations of entertainment. Before we wrap up, let me leave you with this. When was the last time you truly stepped outside of your comfort zone? Whether it's a thrill ride like Falcon's Fury or an entirely different pursuit, pushing boundaries can lead to unforgettable experiences. So why not take that leap, figuratively or literally, and embrace the unexpected? Joy can often be found just beyond our fears. As we bring our exploration of Falcon's Fury to a close, let's take a moment to appreciate not just the ride itself, but the broader implications it holds for our society, technology, and collective experiences. The next time you find yourself standing in line for a drop tower ride, remember the story that connects us all: the human desire for adventure and the thrill of the unknown. Thanks for joining me on this journey today. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and who knows, it might just lead you to your next adventure.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Falcon's Fury. Thanks for listening. See you next time.